Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
I'm your host, Diva Mack. If you're just now tuning in to Diva Mack Show, I'm your host, Diva Mack. You're right home from work, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. You all be safe right there as you drive and listen in, tuning in to the Diva Mack Show. Today we're going to talk about something that's very important that's in the news more often than not these days, racism here in America. And in this show, we'll talk about how racism still exists today and how our youth are being affected by it. I don't know if you all heard about it was in the news yesterday where a teenage girl, a black American teenage girl, was harassed and how she was treated by law enforcement on yesterday at a pool party. We're going to talk about that more and get you all's opinion about that. Some people have their own different opinions on how they feel about it. Some feel like the officer was not in the wrong, the young girl shouldn't have been there. Some say she didn't have to handle her that way, and they handled the white children totally different. Now, African Americans comprise only 13% of the U.S. population and 14% of the monthly drug users, but are 37% of the people arrested for drug-related offenses in America. Now, we're talking about racism here on the Diva Mack Show. Studies show that police are more likely to pull over and frisk blacks or Latinos than whites. In New York City, 80% of the stops made were blacks and Latinos, and 85% of those people were frisked, compared to a mere 8% of white people stopped. Host a Porches Lounge to educate others in racism and reduce prejudice in our community. There are different ways you can sign up to be a part of that. Mic check racism. After being arrested, African Americans are 33% more likely than whites to be detained while facing a felony trial in New York. In 2010, the U.S. Sentencing Commission reported that African Americans received 10% longer sentences than whites through the federal system for the same crimes. In 2009, African Americans are 21% more likely than whites to receive mandatory minimum sentences and 20% more likely to be sentenced to prison than white drug defendants. Now, if you're just now tuning in to Diva Mack Show today, we're talking about racism as it exists here in America still, you know, given everything that blacks have went through and continue to go through today, you would think that after Martin Luther King's and the Malcolm X and the Rosa Parks, the things would have gotten better for blacks. But, you know, to my dismay, I see more and more of this in the news happening more and more with the Trayvon Martin and so many others are being killed at the hands of our law enforcement. Due to racism, a lot of people say it's not racism, but when you look at it, yes, it is that indeed racism. Now, we're going to talk more and more about that today, racism in America. If you spend any time online, you've seen them. They're barging every discussion about race, racial issues like belligerent drunks in a bar, arrogance emanating then like a stench arm with statistics proving that blacks are the most violent ethnic group on earth, which is not true, but we constantly are seeing this. Now, again, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about racism here in America. We're going to take a little music break and we're going to come back as we talk about racism as it still exists today here on the Diva Mack Show.
Sunny skies, only mom and daddy and laundry.
Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac. Today we're talking about racism still and American Dilemma here on the Diva Mac Show. Now, as we talk about racism, as it's still deeply rooted in a lot of us, and, you know, we've seen a lot, even talked to our grandparents, we've heard the stories. Now, that was the poor Langston Hughes in 1951. In that year, more than half a century ago, the most basic dreams of African Americans were deferred. Segregation was mandatory in the Old South. Discrimination was illegal everywhere in America, whether in housing, education, or employment. Blacks were not just separated, but isolated, marginalized, restricted to the worst jobs, and most were in different neighborhoods, the most dismal schools as well. Now, for many, the racism just sagged like a heavy load. It destroyed hope that hard work would be rewarded. The deferred dreams of the era seldom produced explosions because the state had a very efficient system of terror. Blacks who resisted were likely to be lynched, jailed, or otherwise destroyed. It is a testament to sheer grit, tenacity, and courage that large numbers of blacks managed to get education, raise families, start businesses, enter professions, and demand inclusion in civic life at all. Now, the next 20 years were almost miraculous. From the small beginnings of local bus boycotts and sit-ins came the transformation of civil rights laws, finally giving African Americans full civic and legal equality in hundreds years after Lincoln. And the progress of the 1960s reflected a combination of the courage of the civil rights movement, the alliance with dissent whites, and the leadership of an accidental president. Now, Lyndon Johnson was able to prick this of just enough of white Americans to cajole and pressure just enough legislators and to make a startling alliance between the White House and racials in the streets. Now, if you have ever read or watched Johnson's We Shall Overcome speech, you have missed a key moment in American history. It helped that the economy was booming, so the economic progress for blacks did not equate to explicit sacrifices for whites. The whites did have to give up their roles as privileged castes. Now, it helped that there were still liberal Republicans in the era, without whom none of the great civil rights laws could have been passed. Now, so here we are approaching, and we're in 2015, racism still taints the American dream, and unlike since 1964, when there was a sense of movement on the march with history and its side, it's hard to summon up optimism. It is one thing when the government decrees that blacks can't vote, can't patronize restaurants, can't apply for good jobs. That sort of racism shames everyone. But when cops brutalize young black men and prosecutors wink and grand juries refuse to indict, the sort of racism is deeper in the social fabric and much harder to explicitly root of it all. Now, it is encouraging to sense outraged citizens on the march again, heartening that the marches include whites as well as blacks and other groups. Yet, what sort of the movement, what sorts of policies, what sorts of majority support in the country can we imagine that we'll fix what is now broken? Now, let's talk about this. The New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, whose biracial son Dante sports a prominent Afro, has spoken of need to literally train him, as families have all over the city for decades, and how to take special care in any encounter that he has with the police officers, or who are they protecting, or are they protecting him? The Connect provoked outrage from the police. You all, if you're just now tuning in to the Max Show, we are talking about racism as it still exists. Now, there have been moments when thoroughly racist and local police departments have been made over to discard their worst racist practices. The Los Angeles Police Department, after decades of strife and civic reform, is better than it once was, but it took a consent agreement with the Justice Department and 5 years in direct federal supervision. Now, President Obama, who did manage to summon up some outrage in the Trayvon Martin murder, if I had a son, he looked like Trayvon. I don't know if you all remember that, has been relatively circumspect. Now, appealing that both for reform and for order, he is not close to calling for federal supervision of local police. Obama is no LBJ, and if fairness to Obama in the absence of stronger you all be the same in dismay. Now, again, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about dealing with racism as it still exists today in America, you know, given everything that's happened in the marches with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, all the way fighting for the Black Panther, so that we can have those rights here in America. But as we still go through and our children, our Black children, are losing their lives and being brutally attacked by law enforcement that are put in place to protect and to serve our country, not just to serve whites, but Blacks as all, being Latinos, us as all, us as a people. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about racism as it still exists here in the United States. Now we've gone utterly backwards since the 1960s, in time when the Justice Department and the courts are vigorously intercepted to protect the right to vote. Now, the right to vote is being taken away in right-wing courts and tying the Justice Department hands. Now, Hillary Clinton was just here at Texas Southern University here in Houston, Texas, and we're talking about the rights and how they're trying to deter Blacks from voting, minorities from voting, and how we have to get to those polls regardless of what's going on. Now, we need a broad movement once again to force government's hand, as Dr. King appreciated in the last years of his life. It needs to be a movement of economic justice as well as civil rights, a multiracial movement. Only when there is common appreciation that whites and Blacks are common victims of an economic system that delivers all the gains to the top do we have a prayer of mobilizing the whole nation to demand action. Again, here on the Diva Max Show, we're talking about racism as it still exists here in America. And, you know, it's just really facing the truth of what's really going on here in time. And the reason why I'm having this show today is because I see so much of this on social media being posted and so much of this being on the news. So we're going to talk more about that. But before we go any further, we're going to take a music break and come back, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about the topic racism and our health notes and what's in entertainment news here on the Diva Max Show.
What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight, I let you know.
Now knowing me and you got that mental telepathy. Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread they popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body, and yep, I keep you warm at in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course meal for real.
Usually that's John Legend, the best you ever had. Here on Diva Mag Show, we're talking about racism. And before we go any further there, we're going to go over our health notes at this time about sunflower seeds. Now, the health benefits of sunflower seeds here on the Diva Mag Show. If you're looking for a healthy promoting snack, a handful of sunflower seeds, a handful, you all, of sunflower seeds will take care of your hunger while also enhancing your health by supplying significant amounts of vitamin E, magnesium, and selenium. It's an anti-inflammatory and cardiovascular benefits for sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds are an excellent source of vitamin E. The body's. We're back here live on the Diva Mag Show again. You just need to tune in to Diva Mag Show. We're talking about racism. Before we go any further, let's go to our health note today. We talk about sunflower seeds and the benefits of sunflower seeds. Looking for a healthy promoted snack, a handful of sunflower seeds will take care of your hunger while also enhancing your health by supplying significant amounts of vitamin E, magnesium, and selenium. Now, it's also anti-inflammatory and cardiovascular benefits for sunflower seeds with vitamin E. Now, sunflower seeds are an excellent source of vitamin E. The body's primary fat-soluble antioxidant. Vitamin E travels throughout the body, neutralizing free radicals that would otherwise damage fat-containing structures and molecules such as cell membranes, brain cells, and cholesterol. By protecting these cellular and molecular components, vitamin E has a significant anti-inflammatory effect that results in the reduction of symptoms in asthma, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, conditions where free radicals and inflammation play a big role. Vitamin E also has been shown to reduce the risk of colon cancer, helps decrease the severity and frequency of hot flashes in women going through menopause, and help reduce the development of diabetic complications. In addition, vitamin E plays an important role in the prevention of cardiovascular disease. Vitamin E is one of the main antioxidants found in cholesterol particles and helps prevent free radicals from oxidizing cholesterol. Only after it's been oxidized and cholesterol able to adhere to blood vessel walls, initiate the process as well, arteriosclerosis, which can lead to block arteries, heart attack, or stroke. Getting plenty of vitamin E can significantly reduce the risk of developing this. In fact, studies show that people who get a good amount of vitamin E are at a much lower risk of dying of a heart attack than people who dietary intake of vitamin E is marginal or inadequate. So, again, you all, sunflower seeds, go ahead, get you some sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds are a good source of magnesium, which is good for calming your nerves, muscles, and blood vessels. It's good with helping with that because it has magnesium, and also is good in improving detoxification and cancer prevention by eating sunflower seeds. Again, while sunflower seeds are thought to have originated in Mexico and Peru, they're only the first plants to ever be cultivated in the United States. They have been used for more than 5,000 years by the Native Americans. So eat up for a snack. Get you some sunflower seeds. As we get back and continue to talk about racism here on the Diva Mag Show. You all know, you all have seen it in the news. So many young of our black children are being killed by the hands of the police. They're supposed to be set in place to serve and protect one. Now, love without justice. And this is from Reverend Dr. Susan Brooks, Thousewaite. Love without justice is pure sentimentality, our Christian Arab message. By contrast, needs to be about the complex and the difficult relationship between love and justice, and challenging as they may be to preach and to hear. Now, this touchy encounter they did show online, if you all seen it, well, there is a photo of Sergeant Brett Burnham hugging a 12-year-old Devontae Hart during a Ferguson rally in Portland, Oregon, back in November 25th. has gone viral and is called a hug that was shared around the world. Now, this touching encounter can seem tailor-made for a Christian session of Advent, the preparation for the birth of Christ's child and for a message of hope or humanity, while white Americans in particular love the huge sense of it seemed to be conveyed that the spiritual message that all will be well in a racial relationship between love conquers all. But no, that's not the case. Without some additional biblical and theological work, the hood can just hook white Americans like me, unlike herself, to create an opportunity to feel good without doing the far more difficult and challenging work of changing the system of racial injustice that gave rise to the demonstration in Portland, Oregon, to begin with. Individual acts of kindness are necessary, but not sufficient to address the deeply rooted and widespread pattern of racism that results in the lethal violence against unarmed teenagers, as well as in lack of persecution of police who kill unarmed teenagers. It is necessary but not sufficient to address the thousands and thousands of microaggressions with which African Americans have to live on a daily basis with. Okay, now let us understand that the Christian season of Advent, that the getting ready for the birth of Christ's child, really begins with Mary's song, when Jesus' mother Mary sings about what her pregnancy means for the world. The song is not what we may expect from a young woman happy because she is pregnant. It is structured around the judgment of God and injustice that the Mighty One has brought down the powerful from their thorns and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry and good things and sent the rich away empty. Now, that's from Luke 1:52-53. Mary, the mother of Jesus, announces the birth of Jesus with a trenchant unjust political and economic power. Racism is a delivery system for the unjust political and economic power. Racism defined in racial prejudice allied with political and economic power is a widespread, historically rooted system. Now, racism, a system of prejudice backed up with power, is how white Americans have acquired economic privilege and sustained the privilege through devised politics. Ironically enough, many white Americans fail to see that this racist political privilege mostly delivers economic benefits to the actual powerful on their thrones and facilitates an economic strain, a struggle hold on everybody else. But with everybody else divided by race and class, no coherent political challenge can be mounted. Now, this whole system is challenged by the birth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the incarnation of the justice and peace of God, and the powerful and the proud sitting on their thrones are threatened by the challenge to entrenched and unjust political power and the birth of Jesus pertains. Now, you all, if you just now tuning in to the Divamax Show, we are talking about racism as it still exists here in America, here on the Divamax Show, as we continue to talk about this and just how can we make a difference? How can we change that? How we have to let our voices be heard. Now, a young man, he said, the day that he knew that he was, you know, a black male, but the day that he realized that he was a minority, you know, when he was in third grade, and we're going to talk about that a little more, about his story, when he said, you know what, I discovered that I was black in the third grade, and we're going to talk about his story here on the Diva Max Show. His name is Nazareth Fleming. He said, I discovered that I was black in the third grade. No, not really. He said, I have always known that I had brown skin, but I did not start to realize what having brown or black skin represented in a social, economic, and legal context until halfway through elementary school. So during my younger years, I attended a prominently white elementary school in the third grade. After finishing our lesson about the civil rights movement, my teacher stated, if it weren't for Martin Luther King Jr., Nazareth and other students would not be in this class with us today. I'm sure that my grade school teacher did not mean any harm by this comment, but it was definitely shocking, mainly because I did not recognize any major difference between my classmates and myself. Color did not seem like a reasonable factor for difference. Sure, I was a Cocoa Puff swimming in a sea of milk, but I did not think to imagine that some would see my caramel mocha color skin as inferiority. Now, my teacher then reassured us that the United States is a melting pot by saying something along the lines of, but times are different now and we are all equal. She was wrong. Sorry, lady, but we're definitely not equal. Although most well-educated people know that race is a social construct, and it does not significantly exist, scientifically exist. Now, this concept of race still institutionally and social puts people of color at a disadvantage after being educated on the killings of Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and numerous people of color, especially trans persons of color, unjust mass, and the rates and enormous poverty gaps, segregation of neighborhoods and schools, and lack of color diversity among people in social and political economic power. So I have come to the harsh realization that people of color are not equal, nor will we ever be if we keep progressing at this rate. Although I would love to live in a colorblind society, it is impossible to live that way when color has been one of the deciding factors of one's fate since the conception of this nation. In no way am I saying that this injustice are white people's fault, because clearly not all white people are racist or prejudiced, but we live in a society that we're literally constructed for white people to excel and to succeed over persons of color, and it is necessary for all to recognize this. It's a fact. Just to accept it, the way to make an impact is to change the systems of power, which happen to be run by many white people. And I applaud the white people who recognize their privileges, both basic and complex. Not being privileged does not discredit your accomplishments, but it can be often helpful in your daily lives. And those who question the injustice, which may or may not affect them, now it's time for you to speak out about these injustices in order to petition for change. The person of power will listen to you before they listen to us, but that's for you to decide if you want to help. Again, we're talking about racism that still exists here in America, here on the Diva Max Show. You all, I want you to take notice, take action, make a change, make a difference, stand up for what's right. Well, here on the Diva Max Show. Now, tune in tomorrow night, tomorrow at 5 p.m. as I'm your ride home for work. Diva Max, you all be safe. God bless you. Remember, you owe it to yourself, one, first and foremost, to be healthy, happy, and successful. I'm your ride home for work at 5. Diva Max, take care and God bless.